Hello?
My name is Millennia. I'm returning a call from Louisiana State Sports Travel. May I speak to the person who wanted this call?
Yes, this is she.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I was calling in reference to, I had a question regarding the email that I received. So it looks like, so we're probably going to do, I was just discussing it with my spouse. So it looks like we're probably interested in the land only. So when you say single, double, triple, is that like per room? How many people per room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so with the triple, with three people in a room, is that still with just two beds?
No, ma'am. That would be a double. Unless you get the queen double room, which is one room with two beds in there. And that's $1,319 for a double queen room, which is two beds. Now for...
Okay, so two queen beds for the $1,319, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so two queen beds. And then what's the triple?
It would be 1,000.
I have 1,059.
Yes.
But how many beds are in there?
Mm-hmm. We only have four available right now, though.
For the what? Triple?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's when we're trying to get it together today. So, I guess my question is, how many beds are in that triple room? Like, if I were to purchase the triple?
You would have to get two separate rooms.
So, why is it saying triple? That's what I'm trying to figure out. So, it's one. Okay, so I see what it's saying. So, it's $1,059 for three people if three people place the order.
Mm-hmm.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, per person.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, right. But I'm trying to figure out when I play this, what's my bed arrangement is what I'm trying to understand.
You'll be in two different rooms.
It will be in two different rooms.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I wasn't sure about. Okay.
If it's three people, you'll be in two different rooms. But if it's two people and a double, you'll have a double room. You'll have a double room with two beds. If that makes sense. And that's the deluxe double queen room. Now the triple.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So the triple. We have three people going, but two of them are going to stay in the same room. Obviously my spouse and I, and then that third person is going to want their own room. So that's why I'm trying to figure out how do I go about doing that.
Okay, so whenever you get ready to book and you're doing the three land, you just let us know and we'll book it. So you'll be in your own room and that single person will be in their own room by themselves.
Right, but that's what I'm trying to figure out. What's the cost for that?
It would be $1,000.
$1,000 even?
$1,059.
Per person.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then I can have it set up where that third person will have their own room, in other words, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now,
would you want to go ahead and try to see what it looks like? We can go ahead. I can give you an estimate on how much it would be.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's do that. The other problem I'm having is I have my son plays. So then I have a student. My other son is a student, so I'm not quite sure if he's going to come or not. So I kind of want to put him on there, and then I kind of don't. So I don't know.
Okay, but we can always delete him off if he doesn't come.
Okay, and how long do I have to delete him off?
Until the trip. Until.
Oh,
the,
okay. So
yeah.
I get reimbursed?
No. So you only pay the deposit, but you don't have to pay the full price until the 30th. Let me see when that is.
The 30th of June. That's what
you
passed.
Yeah, that just passed.
August.
So you'll have to pay the full price.
That's what I'm saying.
So let's just do it without him. And then.
Well, that's the thing.
You would have to figure out what you would with him, because you can't, we won't be able to do that, because that, we won't, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay, is, I guess my question, let's rephrase it. So my question to you would be, what is the policy for cancellation? What
we
is
have a refund.
Policy?
We don't have a refund policy. We
so
all
there's
have,
no refund.
No, ma'am. We don't give a refund policy. All sales are final.
Okay.
So if you are doing a triple, it would be the $1,059 per person. If you wanted that extra room, you could get that extra room. For two of y'all to be in one room, and that's the double queen room. But if not, if you and your spouse is going to be in one room, you would charge you a single room, and then it would be two singles. Because y'all be in one room, and then we would charge the additional one person for his room, so he would be in a single room.
So what's your quad then? What is four people then? I'm totally confused. So what is your quad then?
That's four people. That's two people in each. That's two people in each room. Like you have two rooms, two people in one room, two people in another room.
And then what's the bed situation though in those two rooms?
They're all queen beds.
Okay, so you got two rooms, and both of those rooms have a queen bed. With one queen bed?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to have one of those rooms with a double bed?
Yes, if that's what you want, we can do that. We can arrange that for you.
We can do that?
Yes, that if that's what you want. If you want to change it from a single to a double, you can.
You know what? I'm just thinking it might just, okay. And then the double, are those, when you say double beds, is that double queen? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. A double queen,
okay.
A double king, a double, a deluxe double queen room is one room with two queen beds inside of it.
Two queen beds. What is it called? Deluxe.
It's a deluxe queen? Double queen room.
Deluxe double queen. Okay. I think I'm going to just have to do, I think it just, probably benefit me to do the quad, because if that fourth person doesn't come, we still need two rooms. You understand what I'm saying? So regardless, we're still going to need two rooms.
Okay. So just to let you know, all sales are final and you won't get that money back if that fourth person comes. We do a no refund policy. All sales is final. So if you do a package with four quad and that fourth person does not come, you will still have to play that original price.
That $919 is what I'd be charged paying extra for nothing, basically. God, I don't know. Let me... Jesus. See, I don't know his schedule yet. Okay. Can I don't want to lose my rooms, though, because I know y'all are down to the wire, right? How many rooms do you have left for the quad?
All right. So we only have four rooms available.
Okay. For the quad?
Yes, ma'am, and that is two people in each room. Now, with the double room, with the triple room, that is three people in one room. I told you wrong. So that's three people in one room. So that third person would be in the room with you and your spouse. They wouldn't have their own.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
They wouldn't have.
So no.
They wouldn't. So a quad would actually give that third and fourth person their own room, and we only have four available right now.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and do the quad. And so it's 919. No, and then the other thing we don't. I don't. Oh God, let me see. Hold on. How many tickets he's gonna be able to have? Let's see. Me, Billy, Rachel, Kyle, that's four. I don't think we're going to need tickets. So that's 200 off. I might need one because I'm thinking.
So with the three-land night package, the tickets are already included.
Yeah, but you can get $200. It says 200 you can take $200 off. You may deduct ticket from your package for $200.
Oh, that's if, yeah, if you don't want the tickets.
Right. That's what... So that's what I'm saying. I don't need the tickets. So we're going to do the quad for four people.
Have you ever booked with us before?
Yes.
Okay, what's your last name?
Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S.
All right, what's your first name?
Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T.
Let me see. I don't see you, Bridget, Miss Bridget. Hold on. Spell your first name for me again.
B-R-I-D-G-E-T.
B-R-I-D-G-E-T.
Mm-hmm.
And you said Roberts?
Yep. It was for the Florida in Tampa.
Okay. Did you ride with someone?
What you mean, ride with someone?
Like,
well,
did someone? I know that, boys, but someone was the main contact because I'm not finding.
No, it was me, myself.
Okay, well, I'll just have to do this over.
It was, try under maybe Hamilton Roberts, unless they put it under the hyphenated name.
All right, and this is the, you want to do the LSU and UC, USC, correct?
Correct.
You said... Try what name?
Hamilton-Roberts. It might be under listed under that way.
No, I didn't pull up, but We'll just create you a new one today, okay?
Okay. Now, how do I figure out? I want to be certain about this room situation. So what type of room am I getting and all of that? How do I get that information?
So I'll read you that once we get closer to it to tell you the package deal.
Okay. So we're looking at about, so it's $719 per person is basically what we're looking at. Yes, okay. And that's from and to and from the hotel. Okay, yeah, I see.
Great. What's your email, ma'am?
It's Skywalker, S-K-Y-W-A-L-K-E-R, 1906, at yahoo.com.
All right, and what city do you, and what is your area code?
My residence.
Let me see.
Did you want my residence is what you're looking for? Area code? our zip code, I mean.
Yes, ma'am. What's your address?
It's going to be, my address is 2707 Bogan Creek Drive, and that's Buford, Georgia. So it's still not pulling up?
No, ma'am. I'm just going to go ahead and create you an account, okay? What is your date of birth?
Do I have to provide date of birth?
Let me ask.
I prefer not to do that. Because I'm not doing the flight. I'm just doing hotel. Date of birth.
What's your address?
2707 Bogan, B-O-G-A-N, Creek Drive, Buford, Georgia.
Okay, can you spell Bogan for me again?
B-O-G-A-N.
All right, so 20707 Bogan Drive.
Bogan Creek Drive.
All right, and you said Buford, Georgia?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what will be the other person going with you?
Okay, Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Robert.
All right, and the other person that will be going with you?
Okay, it's going to be Kyle Robert, K-Y-L-E.
All right, and what would be the last person going with you?
Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N. Now, let me ask you something. If that person is unable to come, I know I don't get my refund, but can I put another person in place of that person?
Yes, ma'am, you can.
Okay. I'm trying to get her to answer while I'm on the phone. I might be adding another person. Hold on. I could add one more person, right? It would just be, whoa, it would be 3-in-1 room, I guess. Okay, so it looks like we're going to have to add another person. So it's going to be, instead of 4 people, 1, 2, 3, 4, it's going to be 5 people.
Okay, and then.
So how do I do that?
Let's see, well, let me add Rachel Hamilton first, and then
okay.
I'll go back and add the next person.
Oh, you did Rachel already. You did Rachel. Oh, okay. I guess that was the last one I gave you. Yeah, okay. So it's still 2 rooms, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And it would be $7.19 per person, right?
I'll have to tell you that when we get there. Because it might
okay.
change. Okay, now what will be the 5th person?
Okay, it's going to be Debonair, Debonaire, I believe, Williams.
You said Debonair?
Yes, Debonaire.
Are you saying B or V?
D as in Delta.
Uh-huh.
D-E-B, as in boy, O-N-A-I-R-E, Williams. Is the last name.
Okay, so Debonaire. And that's
A-I-R-E.
And that's his last name?
That's the first name. Williams is the last name.
Williams. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So Debonair Williams.
And y'all want the 3-night hotel package, correct?
Correct. Yeah, without the tickets. Because we can always get tickets later. Because, like I said, we usually get tickets. So I don't think we need. I know we don't need it for at least 3 or 4 people. That 5th person, we may need a ticket. I'm just thinking, hold on. Jesus. But then he'll be sitting by himself. That's true. Shit.
So you want Kyle and the Mr. Williams and Miss Rachel to be in 1 room and you and your husband to be in 1 room?
Go ahead and change it and put, yeah, you could do it that way. That's fine. Yeah, that'll work.
And you don't want game day tickets?
I can always purchase a ticket once I find out, right? Because right now I think I have all tickets.
No, because once today you'll have to make that payment. If it makes you just and not a deposit. So today it will be 4,815.
Why are you doing 4,000? Because it's seven. Let me see. It's 719 per person. Because we're not doing tickets.
Yes, ma'am. I took all the tickets off, but you're in a double. You're in the double queen room. You have the quad.
Right. The quad is 919 per person. Right. Mine is the 200.
So you have one, which is 1,059. Those Rachel,
why
Kyle,
am I doing
and
1,059.
Because Rachel, Kyle, and William are in one room, and then you and your husband is in one room.
Okay, so that's what I was asking you before. So that, okay, so what you told me is completely wrong. All right, so
no, you're not listening. What I'm saying is that
I did listen very well. I wrote it down. That's why I'm
the
saying I did listen very well. I wrote it down. What you said.
When I said that the rooms that you and your husband, y'all would be in one room, right? That is a king room. You said you wanted the deluxe room.
You didn't mention
room.
King at all. This is the
I
first
know.
Time you're saying the word king.
I know, because you said you wanted the double deluxe queen room, which is two beds in one room.
Right.
Yes. So with you adding the third person in that second room, you put,
mm-hmm.
when I said who was going to be in one room, you and your husband will be in one room with two beds. The other three will be in one room in a double queen ring. So that makes it a triple.
Okay. So one room is now a triple of 1,059 is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. And the other room is a double.
Of 1,319.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me think this through. I'm going to have to call back and kind of think this through now because it's completely different from what was told earlier. So I'm a little confused here. So we're doing a double of 1,319, which consists of, I mean, because it's just two people in that one room. So
and you have a two bed and you have two beds.
Right, but okay. Since we got that other, since we're doing that other third, fifth person, we just need like maybe like one bed in that one room. So we could do whether it's a double or it's a king is the same price, right? So still consider, well, no, because then it'll go to a single, a 2,000. I'm assuming. Let me just do this.
If you want to move one, if you want to just get two rooms, and then put you.
I wish they would really have spelled this out how this works because this is kind of confusing. The last time I did this, it wasn't this confusing, so I'm a little confused now because it's like okay, so we need in one room. We're going to have three people, obviously. One of the rooms is going to definitely, obviously, have three people if you have five people. So one of the rooms are going to have three people, right? So then that would be considered. So that's why I was asking you for a quad. So you're putting four people in one room with two beds, I guess is what that quad means. You're putting four people with two beds. That's what the quad is. So we don't want that. So then the triple would be three people in one room. So that's at 1,059. And then you're doing a double room. Yeah, let me call the place and see, because that's pretty pricey. That's.
Hello, Ms. Roberts. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for asking. Now, I'm trying to understand what type of pricing are you looking at, ma'am? For
well,
the amount of people that
well,
you'll
I'm
have.
I'm trying to understand what she was telling me because what she told me before is totally different from what's going on now. So that's why I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay.
So basically now what she's telling me is since we have five people,
mm-hmm.
then what she's stating is that in one room we're going to have a triple, I'm assuming, which would be at 1,059, right?
Per person.
And then, right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the now... The other thing, too, that's minus $200 because we're not getting tickets, correct?
If you're not.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay. So that's $859 for the for the triple room. So that's one room at $859 per person.
Correct.
And then we're doing the double.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $13. Okay. And then that's going to be $1,119.
Correct.
Per person.
Okay. Correct.
So what are the totals with that now?
Your total will be $4,815.
Okay. So that's with two people at $1,119 and then three people at $859. Correct?
That is correct.
Now, the other question, so you said $4,815. The other question that I have for you would be I'm not quite sure how many tickets we're going to, right now, I don't think we're going to need tickets, but we may need one. So how does that work? Would we be able to add a ticket at a later time?
If we have tickets available.
Oh, okay. How many, so we're doing a double room and we're doing one triple room. Let me make a call because I hate to put it on there because that's non-refundable.
Correct. We do encourage all of our guests or our fans to get travel insurance to protect their travel investment.
No, I'm talking about in reference to the ticket because you know what I'm saying? So because
mm-hmm.
we get tickets. So if we get these tickets, then I don't need to pay an extra $200.
Right.
Or I'm thinking I may need two, but I'd hate to pay $400 and I don't need these tickets. You know what I'm saying? Because
I know exactly. I understand.
Right. So that's a $400 right there that I'd be spending that I'm really going to be throwing away. So how many rooms do you have left with the, because I'd hate to lose my rooms. How many rooms do you have left with the double? So I'm doing a double and a triple room as far as rooms. So just two rooms, one double room, one triple room, which is the triple, she said, is what, two queen beds, right?
That's correct.
For the triple room. And then the double room, she said, would be consist of either a king bed or two queen beds, right?
All right. Well, let me see what we have available so far.
Okay. On that double room.
Now, we do have a deluxe king room, if that's what you wanted to do for the double room, because it can only have two people in the room.
Okay, that's a deluxe king. We can do that. Yeah. I'm just thinking if I could maybe call, I can do, I hate to book it, and then we can't get everybody else in there, too, though. I'm trying to decide. Hold on. Let me tell her the price because I was telling her a whole different price. So give me a second.
No problem. And I'm just going to give you back to the original agent. One moment, Ms. Roberts.
Hello?
All right. Thank you so much for holding. So are you wanting to make this payment today?
Well, what I'm going to do is I may have to just call you guys back because I have to give her a different price. So, so it's $1,199 per person and then $859 per person. For
I can send you, an overall spreadsheet that will give
you. Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, let me see. Let me save it real quick. Let me email you this document. And then your, it's skywalker1906@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to send it right now, okay?
And yeah, it should be in your email. I can always call you right back in about the next maybe 10, 20 minutes. Cause
yes, ma'am, you can.
Okay, yeah, because we're more than likely we're going to do it. I just want to make sure she's okay with that because that's a big difference now. So I don't want to go book that and she's not comfortable with it. And then I need to clarify about the tickets. I don't think we need it, but let me just double check. So I'll call you guys back in about maybe 20, 30 minutes. I'll give
all
you guys
right.
a call.
Well, thank you for, yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
We'll be waiting, okay?
Okay, yeah, I'll call right back. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate
you're welcome.
It. Okay, bye-bye.